This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1174, High-Scoring Housework IELTS Speaking Answers.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Do you like doing housework? Neither do we. You may be asked about household chores on IELTS, so listen to today's Band 9 sample answers to be ready with details and interesting vocabulary.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Aubrey, how do you feel about housework, or I guess we could say household chores?
I hate them so much, everyone.
I hate them so much.
The worst. It's crazy to me that anyone likes housework. I actually know a couple of people who don't mind. I hate it.
No,
I hate everything about it.
So let's give some examples before we go into these model speaking part one answers that we will provide for you today. So again, housework, household chores, describing your home, right? These are all topics that come up in speaking part one on the IELTS exam. So what are household chores? Because I think even that can be confusing for students. Maybe in some languages, they don't have a word that groups together all of these tasks like we do. I'm not sure, but I know students have a tough time with this. So
yeah,
what are household chores?
I'm going to list them in order of the ones I hate the most.
Sweet.
I'll at least list a few, right? Cleaning toilets, doing the dishes, cleaning baseboards. Those are like the boards along the bottom.
I am not good at paying attention to
that.
The
worst. Washing walls. Forget that. Cleaning bathrooms in general. Vacuuming. Organizing. Just straightening the mess that kids make all the time. Dusting.
Dusting
is terrible.
Tidying. There's a great verb, guys. To tidy. It's not to clean. To tidy is just like to organize things. Right?
Pick up.
To put things away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, dude, cooking, cleaning, laundry, all of this stuff is housework. These are all household chores. Doing the dishes, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I don't really like any of that either. But I do it every Sunday, one day a week. Like, I have to have it be a regular routine or I'm not going to do it. So every Sunday, guys, that's what I'm doing. I'm cleaning my house.
That's where you'll be.
That's where I'll be. Okay, so let's get into these sample answers. Guys, I want to remind you, if this is your first time listening to us here at IELTS Energy, hit follow right now wherever you're listening, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever. Hit follow right now so you never miss an episode. We do come out with two brand new, fresh-faced episodes a week and bonuses sometimes. You'll get those bonuses if you follow IELTS Energy right now. Okay, so let's get into this. I'm going to ask you two questions and you can ask me two questions, okay?
Perfect.
Oh, side note, this is a great example of when you do not have to be positive. You don't have to lie on the speaking exam, right?
Oh, yeah. Like, if you hate it, just say so.
Say it. If you hate it, say it. Okay, let's go. Aubrey, do you do housework at home?
Yes, I still do a bit, but more and more I find ways to push it off on my kids. I assign them all of the things that I don't want to do, and I often have to ask them multiple times, but eventually they get it done so that I don't have to.
Thank you. What kind of housework do you often do?
I almost every day, probably multiple times a day, I have to clean the kitchen. Even if I've asked someone else to do it, they do a terrible job and I have to redo it. No one's wiping down the counters with hot soapy water unless I do that. No one's cleaning out the kitchen. There's bits of food and gunk in there that gets hard and dried on. I still have to do that. So no matter what, it's me cleaning the kitchen.
All right. So as far as like length and tone and everything about those answers, guys, completely everything that you must do on the IELTS speaking exam, okay? Those were great, fantastic Band 9 model answers. So three vocabulary terms I want you guys to write down. Push it off on someone. That means you ask someone else to do your work for you. Wipe down. I think most students would just say clean instead of that. But to wipe something down is very specific. And gunk. Fantastic slang for just like gross stuff, like leftover bits of food, dirt chunks, like that's all gunk.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, I'm ready. Hit me.
Awesome. Jessica, did you do housework when you were a child?
Yeah, my mom always had a list of chores for me. I had to clean my own room. I had to clean the bathroom. I always had to set and clear the table. I had to help get dinner started if my mom wasn't home for work yet. I think those are the main ones I had to do. But yeah, totally. My mom was very strict as far as making me help her with all the housework.
Do you think that children should do housework?
For sure. I didn't when I was a child, but I do now. But it's different now. Like, we bribe our children to do housework for us. Like, here's an example. This is the most recent deal I made with James. I said, I will pay for the Xbox Ultimate Pass for you monthly if you do all of your own laundry from now on. So that's the deal. He does all of his own laundry now, which is great.
Oh, man, those were so good. You guys, listen to these answers a couple of times. As you're listening to them, it probably doesn't sound like that crazy impressive, but just the intonation, right? The vocabulary. It's so well done. Okay, so first of all, really good job listing all these different chores. Listen to all the great details that come out just because she's listing all the different chores she had to do. And then a really good adjective to call your mom strict. Right? Just means she's no nonsense. Not necessarily mean, but she made the rules and she stuck to them. That's totally a very good adjective. And then I loved how you were talking about how you immediately started talking about how things are different now. Because, you know, there really isn't that much else to say. Yes, I think children should have to do housework. So then you use this great strategy of talking about how the past was different to now and how before, you know, when we were kids, we were just expected to do it. We didn't have to be bribed. And I'm the same now. I have to bribe right? my kids. I have to promise them things. What happened? What changed?
What am I doing wrong? I don't know. We are just in general softer. For sure. Our kids today, but we're also, we have closer relationships to the kids today. And I do think those two things are correlated.
Yeah, it's like more respect, right? You don't feel like you can just say, do this because I'm mom, because it doesn't feel respectful.
Right? And it's like in the old days, if students asked why, parents would be like, because I said so. Or like, I don't have to tell you. But like, I always answer James if he asks why, because I'm like, you're a person with a brain who deserves to know.
Every now and then I'll still say, because I said so or something, but I immediately feel icky. I'm like, that didn't feel good. I didn't like that.
Totally. I'll be like, sorry. No, just give me a minute.
I'll explain.
And then I'll answer.
Exactly. It's so true, but such a good strategy. A lot of these, especially where your two questions were so related that there really might not have been a lot more to say. Like, the answer is yes. So you have to give something else. That's so perfect to compare what was different for your childhood and your life now.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. So remember, guys, do take notes on these four model answers today, because these all have great things you can use on your own exam: vocab, pronunciation, specific examples. You have to do all three of these well, like we did, to get a 7 or higher on speaking. Remember, guys, we love bringing you 2 free IELTS lessons every week. So do subscribe right now or hit follow wherever you're listening to us. And share us with a friend who is also studying English. We would greatly appreciate putting us out there in the world, guys. All right, fantastic. Aubrey, we'll have a wonderful rest of the week, and I'll see you next Tuesday.
You too. See you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now, and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.